G'day, and thank you for downloading Right Country, Right Fire, our podcast about how Indigenous people use fire to care for country.
Putting the right fire into the right environment at the right time of the year. We do it for a bit of fuel reduction, but we also do it so the land can revive itself. If you do put a bit of fire on the ground in certain places, then it's like a medicine for earth.
And fire is the main thing that supports all that as well. Proper traditional burning.
What does that country need for it to be healthy so that those things that you value can be healthy and strong?
Trying to help everybody out to go back to traditional burning and keep their land back the way it used to be. So yeah, it's a privilege of we coming down here to represent our grandfathers.
The trees tell us what should be living here. So that bush tucker knowledge and medicine knowledge is crucial because it tells us what this country is supposed to look like.
This is episode 3 of Right Country, Right Fire. If you haven't heard the first two episodes, do that now. Find them wherever you get your podcasts or capeyorknrm.com.au and then come back and rejoin us here in episode 3. For tens of thousands of years, Indigenous people have used fire to manage and care for country. The practice varies significantly from place to place and draws deeply on culture and story to put the right fire in the right place at the right time. This reduces invasive species and wildfires, and it encourages food plants and species. The early Europeans noticed the country was in good health, but when they learned how it was done, they didn't approve. Traditional fire practice was discouraged, even prevented. But it never completely went away. A revival of cultural burning began on Cape York Peninsula in far north Queensland in the 90s and noughties under the leadership of Kuku Taipan elders Dr. George and Dr. Musgrave. Now there are Indigenous fire practitioners all over Australia, and they get together to share knowledge and culture at the annual National Indigenous Fire Workshop.
I'm very proud to be standing here today and talking on country and embracing this wonderful opportunity we have for our young people to rub shoulders and share knowledge with people from around Australia as fire practitioners. It's a very special moment. It makes us very proud that we can welcome you to our country and to share that knowledge.
This year's National Indigenous Fire Workshop 2019 is in the first week of June, hosted by the Yorta Yorta people near Barmer on the New South Wales-Victorian border. Go to firesticks.org.au for details and bookings. The traditional burning movement has many supporters and advocates all over Australia. Talk to any of them, and it won't be long before you hear them mention a bloke called Victor, the man who learned about fire from those two Cape York old fellas, who is now teaching the whole of Australia about cultural burning.
G'day, my name is Victor Stevenson. I'm an Indigenous fire practitioner from North Queensland, and I'm a Tuckaluk descendant from the Gulf Country.
And this is a long journey from up there, but it's a journey that started way before that. This goes back to, what, the early 90s?
Yeah, that's right. It goes right back to Actually, my own family, actually, because, you know, I always ask Mum about our Aboriginal heritage from my mother's side, and, you know, ask her about my grandmother and her history, you know, that wasn't really a good history for her, really, you know, in those days, because she was born around 1895 and lived through all those hard years of gold mine in 1920s around Croydon. And as a result, you know, loss of knowledge for a lot of communities and families all over Australia, you know, we all know that story. But that was the influence in learning, you know, because I was interested. And because there was no answers, you know, in our own families, I started to search and talk to elders, even in my local hometown of Coranda, that's my hometown where I grew up. And, you know, I just asked people and talked to elders. And then I ended up talking to elders in other communities and neighbouring clan groups, and until I ended up meeting Dr. Tom George and Dr. George Musgrave, and who are now passed. And I think when I met them old people, I think all three of us, I think we all sort of locked each other down, I think, and that's where it all sort of began.
So much happened out of that meeting. You know, there was seeing technology and what it could do for Indigenous communities in Cape York. It was the preservation, the collection of Indigenous knowledge. This is a huge moment.
Yeah, that's right. You know, like, those old people were walking encyclopedias, and, you know, they knew how to look after their own country, and but yet no one was listening to them. The authorities weren't listening. And I was also seeing how the young people weren't picking the knowledge up. And so that's when we started to record that knowledge. And one day I got a video camera. It was just like handy cam with no microphones. Mm-hmm. And we started to use that to record trees and animals and plants and, you know, story places and information. And it just went from there. And once that the old people saw that the land was so unhealthy, they were always complaining that we needed to burn it. But they just haven't been able to apply their knowledge. And they were like 70, 60, almost 70 years of age then. And they still hadn't been able to demonstrate their knowledge on country. And whenever I said, burn the landscape, they'd say, no, we can't because of the bossmen, meaning the national park rangers and the police and the pastoralists.
But comes a moment where somehow you are able to put fire on the country. And what happened up there when they started to do it?
Well, the first fire we done, we did it. We just did it. We tried to get parks to allow us a permit, but they wouldn't give it to us. We had to go to meeting after meeting just to get a fire permit, and we just wasn't successful at first. And so I kept on saying to the old people, you know, we just need to burn this country, let's just do it. And but they still say to me, no, we can't because of the boss man. But for me, coming from a background of having knowledge lost within my own family, I wasn't going to have it, you know. So I said, no, you got to. And so it took a few years of convincing until one day I told them, light the fire. And then they went, all right, I'll do it. And then I was just like, ah, you're going to do it? Yeah. So I put the brakes on the car and stopped it. And out they jumped like a little kid, creep across over to the country, and they lit it up. And then the old fella ran back into the car, you know, just like a little kid and into mischief. And then we drove off, and that was our very first fire. But we got into big trouble by National Parks and the pastoralists for that one. But we ended up being able to educate them, and now we seem to be able to burn, but still without proper freedom. Yeah.
But it is changing slowly. That they've looked at what you're telling them, and they're saying, well, there's something in this. So, you know, maybe not at bureaucratic level, but individual person-to-person level, it's catching on.
It is, you know, and it's, you know, it's been, like, you know, since 91 to now, you know, 2018, you know, it's that's a lot of years, you know. You know, about 27 years or so that we've been doing this. And now it's, yeah, it really is catching on. And I had no idea it was going to be like this, you know. I just thought I was going to stay in the bush and live in the country. And I was happy that way, being with them old fellas. But people started to come along and ask us, and one thing led to another, and it just snowballed from there.
Victor Stephenson, Indigenous fire practitioner and one of the leaders of the national revival in traditional cultural fire practice. You can meet Victor at the 2019 National Indigenous Fire Workshop in the first week of June, hosted by the Yorta Yorta people near Barmer on the New South Wales-Victorian border. Go to firesticks.org.au for details and bookings. This year is the 11th National Indigenous Fire Workshop. It's grown to be a major national event, a really big deal. The first one was very small scale. Victor Stephenson.
Yeah, well, the first fire workshop we done, 2008, and that was on Bazan, up on Lakeville National Park. And there was only 30 local community members that came to that. And we did everything ourselves, cook, and even carted a little toilet and would dig holes for the toilets and stuff ourselves. And, we just did all that hard work and did it with very low budgets. And some fire workshops we've done, we've had no budget at all. And even this workshop now, in 2018, we didn't have 1 cent before we put that flyer out. We did have a little money saved over from the last workshop, which we try and save for the next workshop. But we didn't have any new budget at all. And I just said to the crew, I said, look, just put the flyer out and let's just see what happens. Mm-hmm. And before we knew it, we had overwhelming support to just get this going. And what that means is that the communities are taking ownership. And it is starting to catch on. And now we've got agencies that are starting to fold in and take ownership with the communities and understanding that it is community leadership and that involves everybody. And it's just really exciting, And that's what we need to be doing in moving forward for the future generations.
Yesterday we were up the hill there in the gum trees area. Yeah. And you were talking about, the health of that country. I walk up and I think, oh, nice trees, look at all the leaves. Mm. But what you saw was something that was intensive care sick.
That's right. People look at the landscape and they see trees and they see leaves and they think it's just bush and they think it's healthy. But it's not until they really understand and see through the lens of, that knowledge and lens of the old people that they start to see this is exactly what's going on in that landscape. So it's really an eye-opener for a lot of people, and they start to be shocked, And they know it's true because all the indicators are there that make sense. We show them that, hey, that country is supposed to have lots of different plants on the forest floor and lots of grasses and lots of orchids and flowers and food plants, and all we got is just dead leaves everywhere, and it's been sitting dormant like that for 30 years since the last major bushfire. And so that country needs to be activated, And when we start to show them these things, they start to understand. And when I say they start to understand, I mean, all walks of life, And we get all sorts of people, from greenies to national parks to rural fires to just local landholders and so forth, that are now all coming along and all getting on the same page. And it's just a real magic, a real magical thing to watch.
The idea that fire can be good. Mm. For a place. That's a hard sell to certain sections of the Australian population who have been conditioned over generations. Fire is the worst thing that could happen. How do you get through that?
Well, simply by getting the land to talk. And that's what protects me. And that's what protects our knowledge and our identity within this country is the country. And if we walk behind the country, then you can't go wrong. And that's one thing the old people said to me. I said to the old people, if I go down south and do this work, I'm frightened that someone's going to growl me or get up me or do something to just get angry at me in some way. So I was a bit worried when I first started coming down this way. But the old people said to me, don't worry, boy, you'll be okay. Just stick to the old people and stick to the country and you'll be all right. And so that's what I've done, Put the land first, so the land's talking, and you won't get in trouble. And that seems to be doing really, really well.
First time outside Cape York for the actual workshop. I know you've done individual events all over the country, but to take this one on the road out of Cape York the first time, that's a big thing.
Yeah, it is a big thing. And, You know, and I really wanted to take it out of Cape York because, you know, I wanted people to see this workshop work in other parts of the country. And people always saying, oh, it's different up in Cape York. You know, it's not the same as down south or in other places of Australia and, you know, along the East Coast, you know. And I just wanted to prove to them that you can do this workshop outside. And up at Cape York, there's a lot healthier countries up there, but down here, we're on a country that's got no grass at all, you know, and a lot of missing plants. And so it's even more valuable to do it on sick country because people get to see sick country, understand it, but most importantly, how we heal that and start moving forward and seeing the task ahead in healing that. And that they start to see that there's a job for everyone and we need everyone on board, and it's something that we owe the next generations, you know, from the mess that's been left behind already.
Somewhere those two old fellas are looking down. What would they make of it?
Yeah, no, they're always around, you know, and always feeling them old fellas, you know, and even my own grandmothers and own families. And I think there's just a big mob up there looking down, you know, because it's really important. And there's so many spirits and old people looking down on all the other communities too, and everyone involved here, you know, they all feel that same strength. And that all comes from the country and what we need to do to make it healthy again.
Indigenous fire practitioner Victor Stephenson. You can meet Victor at this year's National Indigenous Fire Workshop in the first week of June on the New South Wales-Victorian border near Barmer. Details and bookings, firesticks.org.au. Right Country, Right Fire is a podcast by Firesticks Alliance Indigenous Corporation, Moolong, and the Importance of Campfires, supported by Cape York Natural Resource Management. Find all our episodes wherever you get your podcasts, and you can find us on firesticks.org.au and capeyorknrm.com.au. I'm Richard Dinnan. Catch you next time on Right Country, Right Fire.